WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Bryan School Board was updated this week on efforts to hire and keep minority teachers and administrators. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says among the challenges is keeping teachers who don't have families.
When these individuals on their exit interviews tell us why they're leaving, and they tell them it's because there's nothing to do in Bryan College Station for a single person, and there's really not. This is a wonderful community to raise your family. It's not the best community in the world to begin your family.
Wallace says not only are they competing with other school districts, but with private corporations. More information about the Bryan District's efforts are online at WTAW.com. Miramont Country Club hosted a Texas A&M system gathering of researchers pitching investment opportunities. Assistant Vice Chancellor Brett Cornwell says seven companies that have already raised $5 to $8 million are looking to private investors for additional growth.
New technologies to treat age-related macular degeneration in the marketplace. New detection kit technology for tuberculosis. Better ways of storing natural gas and carbon capture. Better ways of treating patients in congestive heart failure. All of these ideas and innovations that have been created by professors at the A&M system.
Cornwell says some of the private capital that is invested will return to the system in the form of sponsored research. This week's announcement from the EPA mandating additional regulations on coal-fired power plants continues to attract attention from Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, noting the impact raising the cost of generating power from coal.
And I think that's one of the things that underlies the president's proposed policy, is to raise the cost of conventional energy so high that the less efficient alternative forms become more attractive.
Flores supports building more nuclear power plants.
And I think that's one of the things that underlies the president's proposed policy, is to raise the cost of conventional energy so high.
Flores says nuclear can replace coal plants that can replace coal plants reaching the end of their operating lives. The arrest reports of two former Texas A&M football players provides more information about how they're accused of drug-related armed robbery 2 weeks ago. College Station police investigators say phone records of one of the three victims included calls from Darian Claiborne just before the robbery, and victims picked out Claiborne and Isaiah Golden in photo lineups. They're accused of taking $1,500 from the victims at gunpoint. The victims say they were using the money to buy marijuana from the former players. A man who walked into the city mission in Bryan last week claiming not to know his identity is now in jail. Bryan police report an investigation determined it was a 70-year-old man wanted by Anderson County authorities. John Alton Curtis of Elkhart was arrested Wednesday at the mission on a warrant for indecency with a child. A search of two Bryan homes early Tuesday morning by Bryan and College Station police led to four arrests on drug charges. Officers seized what they believed to be almost $6,000 worth of K2 and promethazine codeine syrup, along with $1,100 in cash. The search took place at homes on Virginia Street near the intersection of West 28th and Palisoda. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Molly Maid would like to remind everyone that it is Best of the Brazos time. Put the most trusted name in professional home cleaning to work for you. The cleaning pros at Molly Maid will clean your home, leaving you plenty of time to cast votes for all your favorites. Taking care of America's homes for more than 30 years. Call Molly Maid today. 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com. And don't forget to vote for your Best of the Brazos.
Cruzy Village is a retirement community located among the Blue Bonnets in Brenham. Active seniors can choose from living in a cottage or in the senior apartments. La Roche Manor offers assisted living with a memory care center and full private rooms. For seniors needing long-term care, Cruzy Village offers a skilled nursing center with full service in and outpatient rehabilitation. Before you decide on where to spend your golden years, visit us in Brenham. Lunch tours, including Bluebell ice cream, can be made by calling 979-830-1996. See how wonderful life can be at Cruzy Village.
Good morning. It's 6:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 28 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Considerable sunshine developing today, a few passing clouds, temperatures up to 90 today. A few spots may get as warm as 95. We could have a little bit of a breeze developing today as well. Some clouds may form late tonight, lows near 75. Turning partly sunny tomorrow, breezy with a high close to 90. Partly cloudy, 75 through tomorrow night. Saturday's going to be sunny and highs will range anywhere from 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with Look at Your Sports with a real barn burner yesterday afternoon. The College Station High Cougars are on their way to the state championship today. We'll have more on that. Aggie outfielder Nick Banks was named the Louisville Slugger Freshman All-American. And there's a whole bunch of stuff going on in terms of playoffs. You've got the NBA tonight. You had the NHL last night. And we'll fill you in on all of that coming up at about 6:50.
So, you know, where did we get that barn burner thing?
I don't know.
Well, the origin actually comes between 1835 and 1845. It's an Americanism. So-called with reference to burning down a barn to get rid of rats. So there you go.
Really?
That's exactly right. That's why you listen to the show, so you can learn little things like that.
And see, that's another one of those things now that I will have forgotten something else.
That's right.
To remember that.
Yep. So there's probably no place in the show where we should be doing this story, so I figured
so
now,
let's start with it.
That's exactly right. Let me see.
It sounds like a hedging of a bet to me.
You oft time will receive spam.
Yes.
Having to do with different opportunities. One would have to do with the enlargement of a part of your anatomy.
Scott.
A Malaysian man.
Oh boy.
Purchased a device online.
Oh boy.
And had a rude shock when he received a magnifying glass.
Well, it looks bigger.
To add insult to injury, the instructions on the package said...
Partly sunny overall for today.
The information actually said, do not use in sunlight.
It's going to be a good morning. A good morning.
All right, we got that out of the way, didn't we?
We got a lot of info.
Mention.
Anyone who's played around ants and a magnifying glass knows why.
Certainly. And it's not like the guy really was gypped, okay?
Hey, it gives a whole new meaning to the ants in your pants.
That's it. Oh, very nice. He just had an expectation of some other outcome, I guess, that just didn't happen.
Copy Bridge is an Aggieland tradition, serving their mouth-watering food for over 20 years to the folks of the Brazos Valley. And they want to invite you to enjoy a burger that you've come to know and love, which has been named Best of the Brazos for over a decade. And enjoy their award-winning goodness with $1.75 drafts all day, every Wednesday at both locations. Copy Bridge, serving Aggieland the best big burger in town for over two decades on Harvey and Welburn, both in College Station.
It's 6:14, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Here we go with the 5th of June. It'd be the 156th day of the year, 209 of them to go. It's World Environment Day. So just go hug some biodegradable something or another. It's Running Day. It's Apple, not a good day for it here. It's an Apple II computer day as well. It's National Gingerbread Day. And National Moonshine Day, those two not necessarily being combined.
I think we could, though.
It could certainly happen. All right, so for birthdays.
Pete Wentz is 35 years old. He's the bass player from Fall Out Boy, and he was Ashley Simpson's boyfriend. Not that that matters. I just threw that in. Marky Mark Wahlberg is 43 years old. Brian McKnight is 45. Ron Livingston is 47.
He's from Office Space.
And Swingers, the movie.
Well, yeah, but it's Office Space, really.
True.
Everything
that,
after
that's
Office
true.
Space. Yeah. Wouldn't say I'm actually enjoying the job. He's 47.
Jeff Garland is 52.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah, he is.
He was on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's on a show called The Goldbergs. I haven't seen that, but he's a pretty funny guy. Anyway.
Kenny Gorlick is 58. You would know him as Kenny G.
Oh, that's why he does that.
Susie Armand is 63 from CSNBC. Freddie Stone is 67 from Sly and the Family.
Yeah.
Bill Moyers is 80.
Wow.
And had he have taken better care of himself, Pancho Villa.
Oh, really?
Having a birthday today.
Well, there you are. Bill Hayes, you may know him from Days of Our Lives.
No.
Okay. 89 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. And Ken Follett, who quit writing for a while and started back up about 4 or 5 years ago. 65. Married to a member of parliament, as a matter
no
of fact.
No kidding.
Yeah, but he wrote a lot of spy novels and things like that, if you enjoy him. All right, there you go. It's 6:16.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Oh, in the wake of Bo Bergdahl's swab for the Taliban Dream Team, well, the administration tried to claim that this was a victory for a soldier who had served his country honorably. And the soldiers have now come forward to share their stories about Bergdahl. Well, the White House is supposedly shocked that Bergdahl is being, quote, swift-boated. Now, this is a derogatory reference to John Kerry's run for president when the nature of his military service was questioned by those very people that he served with. And to be swift-boated has become synonymous with calling your political opponents liars. So is the administration so desperate they'd actually resort to calling our military men and women liars? Well, the Democrats did that to those that actually listen to the Swift Boat Vets for Truth.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, if you're like me and you're on your computer every day, you know, adding new files, updating old ones, can you remember the last time you ever backed up those files? If you're not doing this regularly, you could lose those important files instantly. For example, if your computer crashes, a virus, an accidental deletion, don't take that risk. Protect your computer files the way I do. And that's with Carbonite Cloud Backup. Carbonite provides automatic secure backup whenever your computer is connected to the internet. Whenever you're working on your computer, Carbonite, after you set it, you just forget it, and they're in the background automatically backing up all the important files. So if anything happens to your computer, well, that means you can easily recover your backed up files. Carbonite knows that everyone needs backup, and they have a plan for one computer for your home, one computer for work, or for your entire business. Just go to Carbonite.com today, type in the offer code Hannity. You're going to get a free trial, no credit card required. And if you do sign up, you get 2 free bonus months. That's Carbonite.com, offer code Hannity.
619, News Talk 1620 WTAW. More happiness in the weather forecast, by the way. Tomorrow, we get a chance to maybe have a heat index over 100.
Hey!
Which is interesting because it took a while for us to get to 90, you know, a little bit later than usual, but apparently we're catching up with a vengeance now for that.
Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Yeah, I mean, we do have a little 20% chance of showers, at least in this forecast, on Sunday and Monday, and we are about to the point where we could use a little more, you know, just a little refresher shower would be nice. I think most of the tanks and stuff are full, but I believe this stuff would be sucked into the ground, and what the heck, we may as well get ahead of the game if at all possible.
Certainly.
We'll see how that works out. So the residents of Forest Hills, Pennsylvania, keeping one eye on the skies after a local resident knocked unconscious by an especially aggressive neighborhood hawk.
Holy cats!
Oh, Elaine Bridge washing her car when she basically was dive-bombed by what is believed to be a red-tailed hawk. The bird knocked her down. She suffered lacerations on her scalp and ear, along with a wicked shiner. Her husband had also had a close encounter with same hawk a few days earlier as he was crossing the yard. The hawk is likely one of a pair that nested in a pine tree behind their home. They need to move those little hawks out of there.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Because probably most all of us have at least gotten a swoop from a mockingbird or something like that before when we ended up being too close to their nest and we didn't even know it was there.
Those barn swallows that build like around your, or try to build around your front door.
Yeah.
They'll tear you up.
Yeah. Well, again, that's the whole thing is probably don't let them build near your door. But Patrick's had, what, like long-term tenants over
they're
there,
right? They're right there. I guess we don't use our front door enough for it to be a problem.
That could be. Or either that or you leave them food.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, they eat less mosquitoes if I leave them food.
Well, that's a good point, too. And again, when they do that, then just give them a little, build them a little bird condo out there in the back. But anyhow, that would be a little bit unnerving to have a hawk. I think the first time it came through, I'd probably call animal control and say, hey, can you do anything
we need
that?
Something done about this, y'all.
Yeah, good idea. It's 6:20 right now. Folks at BCS Tires and Lifts want to chat with you for a minute about tires, because they certainly do that, but they also want you to understand the entire suspension system of your car, because there may be something in your suspension system that means your tires aren't lasting as long. It's not that you bought cruddy tires, but quite often there may be a misalignment in the front end of your car. You need to get it checked out, see if that's right. It could be your shocks or your ball joints or your tie rods. Those ends could be bad, and that's going to cause your tires to wear too fast. But what I'm saying is, you get experts to work on that, and on top of it, BCS Tires and Lifts is a local store, locally owned, so you keep your money here, which is a good deal. Because they're locally owned, they know about customer service. They know that you can't keep your day tied up while you're getting your vehicle worked on, so they'll take you to your place of work or whatever you need to do while your vehicle's getting worked on. But even though they're local, they're Tire Pro Store, which means there are 30,000 dealers nationwide to help you out if you've got a problem while you're on the road. They give you a 1-800 number to call to take care of any warranty service that needs to be done. So give them a call or stop in and see them. It's BCS Tires and Lifts. Number to call is 696-3200. Give them your keys and put your mind at ease. They're located at 2319 Texas Avenue South, just down from Copy Corner on Texas Avenue and College Station.
Promote your business to Texas A&M students by registering for the 10th annual Aggieland Market, a vendor fair where students, faculty, and staff learn about local businesses and the services they provide. Aggieland Market is a part of Gig'em Week, Aggieland's official week of welcome, and will be Friday, August 29th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Sol Ross Plaza on the Texas A&M campus. Early bird registration ends July 7th. For more information, call 845-1741. Aggieland Market is brought to you by the offices of the Dean of Student Life, Gig'em Week, and News Talk 1620.
A big deal is taking shape. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Negotiators are said to be putting the final touches on a mega deal in the telecommunications industry. The Wall Street Journal says Sprint and T-Mobile have agreed on the broad outlines of a corporate merger. The deal would value T-Mobile at around $32 billion. The Federal Reserve says the economy grew in recent weeks in all parts of the country. Reports from officials in all 12 Fed districts were compiled for a new beige book. Activity was described as moderate in 7 districts and modest in 5. The report noted manufacturing, construction, retail sales, and bank lending are all improving. If you have young children who'll want toys associated with the Disney movie Frozen for Christmas, you may want to start shopping now. The animated film created huge demand for playthings. There is a shortage of Frozen merchandise all across the country. Stock market futures are pointing a little bit lower this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
If your car broke down right now, could you pay for the repairs? Did you know the average cost to replace a transmission is $2,500 and an air conditioning compressor costs $1,600? Call AutoSave Go today and have your covered repair bills paid for when your vehicle breaks down. If your car has less than 125,000 miles and is 2002 or newer, AutoSave Go offers affordable coverage that can save you thousands in auto repair bills. Coverage pays for parts, labor, diagnostics, taxes, and in most cases, even 24/7 roadside assistance. It's easy to qualify, and unlike other companies, we offer only the best coverage, always at the best price. It is unbeatable. Call AutoSave Go right now for a free, no-obligation quote. Mention this radio ad and get free 24-hour roadside assistance with your coverage. Hurry, this is a limited-time offer. For your free quote and free roadside assistance, call now. 800-270-3903. That's 800-270-3903. 800-270-3903.
Every year, the Brazos Valley votes to select who they think is the absolute best in the Brazos. The voting is now open and waiting for you to cast your vote. Last year, 15,000 voters cast nearly 300,000 votes for their favorites in food, fun, and services. You can vote online at bestofthebrazos.com or pick up a ballot at any of these spots or locations. Pino's Palette, The Chocolate Gallery, 12 Realty, and Anchor Foundation Repair. It's the best that money can't buy. The best of the Brazos. Voting ends July 6th, so cast your vote today.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Zorneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Good morning. It's 626, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. About 93 or 94 for a high temperature today. And we'll just kind of continue that pattern for about as far as we can see with low temperatures in the middle 70s. Humidities are going to stay high. We do have a 20% chance of showers Sunday, Sunday night, and Monday. Breezes will kick up a little bit, it looks like, on Friday night, which will give us a little bit of relief. But, again, we may be looking at a heat index of over 100 tomorrow. So June is busting out all over, huh? 75 right now, winds out of the south at 8. We have 90% relative humidity.
Bring your family and friends to Bluebell Park from 6 to 9 on June 13th for the Chamber's tribute and salute to our first responders. Brought to you by St. Joseph's Health System.
I'm Chief Kepps. We're looking forward to playing the fire department's Hot Stuff team, sponsored by Atkinson Toyota.
And I'm Jeannie Smith. Your local McDonald's franchise is the proud sponsor of the police department's Cold Steel team.
Help support our Chamber and the 100 Club to recognize their financial contribution to our community.
Order your tickets at bcschamber.org or call the Chamber at 260-5200.
Statistics can be deceiving. In fact, many of the common statistics you hear are nothing more than guesses. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by Opus. Good times await you with the new Opus season. Get all the season info and order your single and season tickets now at mscopus.org. If you have a lot of credit card debt, let me ask you something. What if there was a way for you to once and for all get out of debt? I mean, really get out of debt without a lot of hassle and no huge fees. Well, there is. You see, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit agency, has a program that can lower your payments, lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and get you out of debt. And Family Financial will do all the work. They'll negotiate with your creditors. They'll handle everything. All you have to do is call to get things started. There's no obligation. Remember, they're a nonprofit agency. There's no hard sell here. Just great advice and friendly service. If all that debt is weighing heavy on you, let Family Financial lift the burden. Call today, 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Family Financial has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt. Call 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. We are bombarded by statistics.
Every day, the newspaper, the radio, the television gives us statistics. And a lot of those numbers aren't very good.
Joel Best, author of the book Stat Spotting, A Field Guide to Identifying Dubious Data, says a statistic you'll find in many sources is
that every year 1 billion birds die flying into windows. It turns out, when you look at this, there's really not much evidence for it at all. It's just a kind of guess. Yet you find that number in very reputable sources.
In fact, a lot of the time, the statistics that people cite as facts are simply guesses.
One of the numbers that I find very interesting are estimates for lost productivity, where you'll read that some disease or spam, March Madness, whatever, costs X billion dollars a year in lost productivity. Those are little more than guesses.
When statistics show that a problem is growing, it's often because the definition of the problem has changed. For example, the increase in the number of cases of autism.
Most experts who've looked at this believe that the reason autism is increasing is that we've expanded the boundaries so that more symptoms are considered to be evidence of autism, so that people who would not have been labeled autism in previous years are now labeled as autistic.
It's SomethingYouShouldKnow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Good times await you with the new Opus Main Stage season. Order season tickets now and see these five events for as little as $171. The Texas Tenors, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union. Anything Goes, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk. Sister Act, sponsored by Spirit of Texas Bank. Guys and Dolls, sponsored by Allstate. And Rain, a tribute to the Beatles, sponsored by Bluebell Creameries. Season and single tickets on sale now. Call 845-1234.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Mara Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to maraeyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. The efforts to hire and retain minority teachers and administrators in the Bryan School District led off this week's school board workshop. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says more will be done next year to allow teachers to network with their peers, particularly new teachers.
Our African-American teachers, we want y'all to visit and have an opportunity to visit, bring in some African-American leaders, same with our Hispanics, but then same with our whites. The whole thing is just our new teachers need an opportunity to share and vent and get experiences and just have that opportunity for collaboration, just conversation. And I think that in of itself will help us with our retainment part of it, because as a new teacher or even a veteran teacher, you really want somebody to share things off of. It doesn't need to be an administrator.
Online at WTAW.com are statistics showing the race breakdown of employees in Bryan ISD during the last 5 years, along with recruitment and retention efforts. In light of this week's EPA announcement placing more restrictions on coal-fired power plants, comes the idea of using nuclear power. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, who is a retired energy company executive, suggests nuclear supplying 80% of America's power in the next 50 years.
So that we're building nuclear power plants as these coal plants reach the ends of their respective lives. And that way you can go green, if you will, without totally disrupting the economy and relying on technologically proven and economically proven power sources.
Flores thinks the Obama administration's new regulations will raise the cost of conventional energy so high it makes alternative sources more attractive. In a related story, the chairwoman of the state's Public Utility Commission says federal subsidies for wind energy must be curtailed. The Austin American-Statesman reports the memo Donna Nelson sent to fellow commissioners also called for wind developers to pay to strengthen the electric grid that brings wind power to market. Nelson's memo, according to the Statesman, reflects efforts among conservatives nationally to cut federal investments in renewable energy. The Texas A&M System hosted a statewide group of private investors at Miramont Country Club. Assistant Vice Chancellor Brett Cornwell says researchers with seven companies affiliated with system universities and agencies are offering opportunities to commercialize their work.
One of the things that researchers are figuring out is that if they are working in a field that has commercial interest, it's a lot easier to get research dollars from companies than it is from NIH or NSF.
Cornwell says these system-related companies are looking to build on well-established foundations.
They're in a stage where they're in human trials. They're in phase three human trials. They're in late-stage animal trials. We even have companies here that have sales, and they're just looking for additional capital to move the company further and faster.
In addition to new venture presentations, those attending the event also received an update on emerging technologies from system agencies and universities. Cell phone records and photo lineups are among the evidence used by College Station police to identify two suspects of an armed robbery. That led to the arrests of Texas A&M football players who were then kicked off the team.
19-year-old Darian Claiborne and 20-year-old Isaiah Golden are accused of taking $1,500 from three men who believed they were going to buy marijuana from the former players. According to the arrest report, Claiborne also struck one of the victims in the face with a handgun. The arrest report indicates detectives obtained the cell phone of one of the victims and found two calls were made to Claiborne just before the robbery. Claiborne and Golden were also identified by the victims in photo lineups. Both were arrested Tuesday, Golden on the A&M campus and Claiborne during a traffic stop in Bryan on South College between Villa Maria and Carson. They were held in the Brazos County Jail on bonds totaling $120,000 each. Jail records show it's Claiborne's third arrest since December and Golden's second since February. Investigators are asking anyone with information to call police or Crime Stoppers. Additional charges and arrests are possible. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
An Anderson County man is jailed in Brazos County, accused of indecent contact with a child. Bryan Police report 70-year-old John Alton Curtis of Elkhart, south of Palestine, walked into the city mission last week, claiming he didn't know who he was. With the assistance of Adult Protective Services, Curtis's identity was confirmed Wednesday, which led to the finding out about the arrest warrant from Anderson County. A search of two Bryan homes early Tuesday morning by Bryan and College Station police led to four arrests on drug charges. The neighboring homes were on Virginia Street near the intersection of West 28th and Palisota. According to the arrest report, officers seized from one home close to $6,000 worth of K2 and suspected promethazine codeine syrup. Officers also found nearly $1,100 in cash and a suspected stolen Sam Houston State ring. Two of the three occupants were arrested, 66-year-old Curtis James Hall and 43-year-old James Frederick Hall. A search of the home across the street led to seizing a personal use quantity of K2. Two occupants were arrested, 19-year-old Ezekiel Alaguez and 20-year-old Arturo Pena. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 or on our website at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Are you in the medical field or health and wellness business? Then advertising your business in the upcoming summer issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is good business. Brazos Wellness is a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. So advertise in Brazos Wellness Magazine. Increase your business. Make more money. For more information, contact Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Hope Pregnancy Center and the A&M College of Medicine's chapter of the Christian Medical Association are hosting Gifted Hands, Gifted Lives, an evening with Dr. Benjamin Carson. In 2013, Dr. Carson spoke Truth to Power at the National Prayer Breakfast. On August 26, you can hear him at Rutter Auditorium speaking boldly on the issues of today. Event sponsorships, including a private reception with Dr. Carson, may be purchased through Hope Pregnancy Center. Call 979-695-9193 or visit partnerwithhope.org.
Support the 100 Club of Brazos Valley by visiting your local McDonald's this Saturday, June 7th between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. Visit one of our local community heroes in the drive-thru and a portion of sales will go back to support the 100 Club. McDonald's and the BCS Chamber of Commerce are proud to give back to the community.
WC Tractor and Bad Boy Mowers are teaming up to give you a chance to mow with an attitude for free. Stop by the open house on June 13th and 14th at WC Tractor and Bryan. Take a look, test drive a mower, enjoy refreshments, and enter to win a free Bad Boy ZT Elite mower. Yep, they're giving away a $5,000 zero-turn Bad Boy mower. And if you purchase a mower, they're going to give you five chances to win. WC Tractor, located at 2214 North Earl Rudder Freeway, or see details at wctractor.com.
Good morning. It's 6:39. It's the weather brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Call them at 690-2278. 8-8 service means overtime coverage. Without overtime charges, you come home, unit's not working, give them a call to get somebody out there that day. 690-2278. Here are the happy numbers from the weather guy.
Partly sunny overall for today. High temperatures are going to head up to at least 90 degrees, but if a breeze will develop as the day goes on, some cloudiness may form tonight, especially after midnight, lows dropping down to 75. Any clouds will give way to partial sunshine tomorrow. Will be breezy, back up close to 90. Partly cloudy with a low of 75 tomorrow night. Start of the weekend on Saturday, abundant sunshine, a high of 90 to maybe 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Not after College Station scores five runs.
In the fifth, just to get it to even. And they went to extra innings. If you missed any of the high school playoff action yesterday, that was one heck of a baseball game. We'll get you caught up with that, as well as the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs, and a whole lot more in sports here in about 11 minutes.
I noticed you didn't say the Bombers were undefeated still.
I didn't.
Are they not undefeated?
No.
They're not undefeated anymore.
That was rough. It was fun out there last night.
Oh, did you go to the big ball
game?
Yeah,
I got to go.
All right, there you go. Yeah, that's good. All right. So we shouldn't have a re-on anymore. We have a re-on, they lose.
Stay away.
I promise you, if one of the baseball players heard that, that would be a superstition.
They'll make that call. Yeah. All right. Okay, let's see. Jaw-droppingly stupid. How's that? The Obama administration decided, okay, here's what we'll do. We'll have this secret-like meeting behind closed doors with senators so that they can understand. They just don't understand why they did this. If we sit down and talk to them, because after all, we're the administration of the smartest president ever, then they'll understand why we did exchange those five Taliban detainees. We shouldn't call them anything other than that. That would be politically insensitive and mean-spirited if we called them terrorists.
I heard them equated to basically the Secretary of State in terms of rank.
Really?
And generals in the Army, yeah.
Yeah, look, if they can make bombs, I don't care what they call them. I'm just saying. And again, they're not going to go home and get out their wood-burning kits. They're not going to get their leather kits out and make a belt, okay? They're going back to what they do. Anyhow, they had this closed-door meeting, a briefing with the senators. When they're done, the senators still were not happy, and they still had plenty to say. So that was a doe. I'll try again. In the meantime, let's go out to Haley, Idaho, which is where Bergdahl is from. They were going to have a big rally. Yeah. Not going to do that. Safety concerns.
Yeah, my big toe.
Yeah. So we got Congress mad. We got the Chamber of Commerce looking for an opportunity to sell cotton candy, and they're not going to be able to do that. And then, of course, you know, if you go down and dig into this far enough, there's Susan, where did I get these talking points Rice once again?
Oh, bless her heart.
Just, you know, she said that he was captured, quote, on the battlefield. And bestest, she said he had served with, quote, honor and distinction. I think there's a difference of opinion there, mm-hmm. Susan. Just wanting to let you know. Might check into that a little bit. Hillary Clinton isn't running for president yet.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. Some people in her camp already miffed at some of the media coverage that she's been getting. The Washington Free Beacon reports that Madam Hillary's aides recently blasted the New York Times during a secret meeting with the paper's Washington Bureau for what they said was unfair coverage of the former First Lady. Aides reportedly used that closed-door meeting to gripe about the coverage the paper was giving, arguing that because she's left public service, she shouldn't be subjected to such hard scrutiny.
Oh, boo-boo kitty.
She's just a young lady who, she's just a female who wants to do good for her country. Former Clinton White House spokesman Mike McCurry, for his part, says that he thinks there's a pretty good chance that Hillary will not run for president.
Mm.
During an interview that was podcast, he said, quote, I think she's struggling with it, and I think, you know, she'll be closing in on age 70 if she's elected. And I think there's a reasonable proposition for her to decide, look, all this stuff is doing that she's doing now is more than rewarding. And so running for president and ending up back in Washington couldn't be a very polarizing environment.
Well, her resume is a little longer than it was 7 years ago.
That's true. It's, yeah, it's longer.
She can add not Obama on there.
Yeah, I'm going to say I don't know that there are any bullet points that necessarily you'd be excited about, but nonetheless, we got that. Okay, so we got the Republicans drinking but not shooting in Fort Worth, so we'll see how that works out. Carrying their guns outside the Fort Worth Convention Center, you know, a group of them, but since they've got liquor on the inside, they can't take their guns in there, according to TABC rules. And after all, you know, a bunch of politicos getting together are going to need their alcohol before they'll need their guns. So
I think shoot whiskey, not rifles.
That's right. We've got our priorities lined up. Okay. There are two schools of thought when it comes to your taxes. Should your government keep that money all year long and then give you a refund and you feel good about that? Or should you maybe pay them a little bit at the end of the year? Two absolutely different schools of thought. The people who don't like to let the government use their money are talking about letting people use their money. You'd rather have it to do as you please.
Yes.
Comes now Direct Energy, one of Texas' largest power providers, saying that they want to offer customers an easier way to pay for electricity. The company has launched a prepaid plan called Power to Go, turning upside down that traditional model of paying your monthly bills for electricity that consumers have already used. They're thinking, according to the spokesperson, it's like filling your car with gas. When your tank is near empty, you just refuel. And, of course, there's no deposit, no credit check, and no cancellation fees. So you know exactly who they are going after, if you understand.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to have legislation. People in Austin beating their chest over payday loans, and I think the payday loan system is really unfortunate. But aren't we talking the same thing right here? Aren't you appealing to the exact same people? Because you know what? The bill that gets paid first is the one that gets paid first. So if you need your electricity and that money gets sucked into the pay-in-advance program that Direct Energy is putting in, I just find that to be that I'm a little concerned about that. I'm not a consumer advocate necessarily, but I do think people need to be informed.
That does smell a little.
Well, I mean, and if you're going after the people where you have to say no deposit, no credit check, no cancellation fees, again, that means those people have been subjected to that before and it's been a problem.
But at the same time, your concern lies with those people who wouldn't be able to prepay for their energy, thus leaving them without energy. Those are the people who, under the current model, would be neglecting to pay their energy that they've already used.
Certainly. I understand. I mean, that the provider would be out some money. I understand. So front-loading that does have something to do with it. I think, and I certainly don't know the meat and potatoes of it, but most all energy providers do everything they can to help somebody out who's in trouble.
Yes.
And there are other organizations out there that can help with that. I know that the Salvation Army does that, in fact.
Especially at the extremes, extreme heat, extreme cold.
And that's why here we are June the 5th and talking about heat indices of over 100 tomorrow, and we're on for a, you know, typical summer in Texas. That's why this is being discussed a little bit. But in a petition last month, the Texas Ratepayers Organization to Save Energy, which is an advocacy group, has asked the Public Utility Commission to examine whether or not this violates some certain PUC customer protection rules. So we'll see how that works out. But that's kind of what they're talking about in Austin right now. So it's a quiet day on the political front, I would say. It's 6:48.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Fountains are fun, and thanks to the wide assortment of styles and fittings, fountains can also be installed into almost any landscape setting in just an hour or two. In many cases, it's a job you or I could even accomplish. This is the time you'll enjoy having your fountain the most. So let's examine your options. Bubble and Beauties, right after this message. It's very important that you fertilize during the summer months. That's when southern grasses are growing actively and when they need the nutrients. Scott's Green Max Southern Lawn Fertilizer is an ideal summer food because of its 2-in-1 formulation. Its high nitrogen content strengthens the grass during the summer, and the added iron is an essential minor element that enhances the natural greening. Green Max contains slow-release nitrogen for even feeding, so it won't burn your lawn, and that is guaranteed. It's kid and pet friendly, so your family can re-enter the lawn right after you apply it. Apply Scott's Green Max Lawn Fertilizer anytime to any grass type for a thick, healthy lawn and quick green-up. You can feed every 8 to 10 weeks for your best lawn. Well-fed lawns can sustain heat and drought better than unfed lawns, and that makes better use of available water. You'll find all Scott's products at your local Lowe's store. This week at Lowe's, purchase both Scott's Green Max and Ortho's Bug Be Gone. You'll save 20% off the regular price. Go to scotts.com for more information. Tabletop fountains create the sound and the sight of tumbling water only in miniature. They're totally self-contained, so you can set yours on a patio table, an etagere, or other piece of indoor or outdoor furniture. Fill it up and plug it in, and you're off to the races. Most tabletop fountains are not especially weatherproof, so keep yours under cover. It will probably sound off better there anyway, since the water flow of these little portable units isn't exactly up to the standards of Niagara Falls. Freestanding pedestal fountains come in a wide variety of sizes and shapes, from 2 to 5 feet in diameter and 2 to 7 feet tall. Nurseries and concrete yards offer many different styles and price ranges. They have 2, 3, and even 4 tiers of receiving bowls, so the water will tumble from layer to layer before being recirculated. Because of that recirculating water, it's especially important that the fountain be precisely leveled and positioned on a solid base for support. Ground fountains spray their water into the air. Because of that, they require more sophisticated design and construction and more elaborate fixtures. You'll need a receiving pool that will accept the falling water, and you'll want to install that receiving pool an inch or two above the surrounding grade to keep debris from washing into it following heavy rains. Position the fountain in front of dark evergreen foliage to showcase the spray to the best advantage. The droplet size and height of the spray will be dependent on the amount of wind the area receives. Now, this type of fountain probably is better left for professional landscape contractors. Wall fountains can either be built into brick or stone walls at the time of construction, or they can hang externally from the surfaces of existing walls. They're usually either enameled cast metal or they can be concrete. You may even be able to find an antique wall fountain and replumb it with a recirculating pump. If you're really sold on the concept of fountains and bubbling water, have a landscape contractor design an actual water course into your yard. He or she will stack medium-sized or large stones and boulders, mortaring them carefully in place, hiding the mortar all the while. In the process, it'll be plumbed with a recirculating water pump beneath the stones so that the water will cascade down the surfaces of the rocks to a receiving pool at the base. These water courses can be glorious. You're going to love water in your landscape. I hope you'll add it this summer. I'm Neil Sperry. And that's Plant Talk Texas for another day. In our next program, Tree Trials of the Summer. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. In the high school state semifinals baseball action last night at Disfalk Field in Austin, the number one College Station Cougars had to do a little extra to advance. The Cougs were trailing most of the afternoon until the bottom of the fifth.
Swung on, a line drive hit into left center field. The center fielder comes on and makes a running catch to finally end the fifth. Not after College Station scores 5 runs on 3 hits. They do leave the bases loaded. The Cougars now lead the game. Went from a 3-0 deficit to a 5-3 lead. We're headed to the sixth.
Lubbock Cooper tied it up again in the seventh, and then College Station rallied to untie it in the eighth.
Next pitch swung on, a line drive up the middle, base hit, and the College Station Cougars are headed to the state championship. Just flicked the bat out there for Matthew Bennett, a line drive up the middle, right past the diving second baseman, and heartbreak for Lubbock Cooper, but what a win for College Station.
College Station Cougars win with a 9-8 walk-off and will face Argyle for the 3A state championship this evening at 6:30 on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. The Brazos Valley Bombers dropped their first game of the season to the Acadiana Cane Cutters. They fell last night 8-1. They'll try and get back on track tonight against the second-place Victoria Generals. First pitch scheduled for the Bombers at 7:05. Congratulations in order for Aggie outfielder Nick Banks. He was named to the Louisville Slugger All-Freshman Team, selected by the Collegiate Baseball newspaper. It adds to the list of honors Banks has already accumulated. Last week, he was named to the All-SEC Second Team, as well as being selected as the SEC All-Freshman Squad. Banks and Florida's Logan Shore were the only two freshmen to earn All-SEC status. On now to the NHL, where for the third year in a row, the first game went to overtime.
Girardi with it. He fell down, turned it over. In front, Williams. Shot. Score!
When it was all over, the LA Kings had beaten the New York Rangers 3-2 on Justin Williams' game winner at 4:26 in overtime. On now to the NBA. After losing the NBA title in seven games to the Miami Heat last season, San Antonio pointed all year long to getting a rematch. Well, King James makes it sound like he's just happy to be there to try and get a three-peat.
To just be in this position to be able to win a third straight, it's a blessing. I couldn't ask for more, and this is an opportunity for me to do what I always wanted to do, and that's to continue to win championships. That's what I'm here for.
As for the status of Tony Parker's bum ankle after a day off and a light practice yesterday?
I really don't know. We didn't do anything competitively. He just, you know, shot and went up and down the court, but I expect him to play.
That's Spurs coach Greg Popovich. That rematch starts tonight in Game 1 of the NBA Finals. By the way, the 13th time that two championship series teams from the year before are meeting again the next year in the finals. In an about-face after filing suit against the NBA last week, Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling has agreed to sign off on selling the team to former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer for what would be a record $2 billion. That's according to his attorney, who says Sterling, quote, has made an agreement with the NBA to resolve all of their difference, end quote, and okayed the sale negotiated by his estranged wife. In Major League Baseball, Nick Markakis hit a home run and the go-ahead single as the Baltimore Orioles beat the Texas Rangers 6-5 last night. Garrett Richards struck out 9 to help the Los Angeles Angels snap a season-long 4-game losing skid. They won over Houston 4-0. Houston Astros have the top overall pick for the third straight season in today's Major League Draft. They're excited about the talent that they've acquired with their past two number one picks. Houston amateur scouting director isn't saying who the Astros are going to take. The NFL announced that the Super Bowl 50 will be graphically represented by using the standard Arabic numerals instead of Roman numerals, which the league has been using since the 1971 Super Bowl, which was Super Bowl 5. The reason? The Roman numeral for 50 is L, and they didn't want to be equated with the loser Super Bowl. And finally, we'll have to end on a sad note. Don Zimmerman has passed away at the age of 83. He was a popular fixture in professional baseball for 66 years as a manager, player, coach, and executive. Zimmer had one of the longest-lasting careers in baseball history. That included, of course, a stint as manager of the Texas Rangers. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan. Helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places, I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs, in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
The legal process can be overwhelming at times, and when you're looking for help, just remember one thing, one call, that's all. You'll reach the experienced trial lawyers of the Payne Law Group. We've been practicing law in the Brazos Valley for over 60 years. We're your friends, we're your neighbors, and we can help you through the court system. For personal injuries, big or small, just remember one call, that's all. The Payne Law Group is here to help you.
Call toll-free 855-TXONECALL.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room, and we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less, because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
Copy Bridge is an Aggieland tradition, serving their mouth-watering food for over 20 years to the folks of the Brazos Valley. And they want to invite you to enjoy a burger that you've come to know and love, which has been named Best of the Brazos for over a decade. And enjoy their award-winning goodness with $1.75 drafts all day, every Wednesday at both locations. Copy Bridge, serving Aggieland the best.